Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
It's good to be with you, Bruce.
The Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project is conducting a SHIC-sponsored sequencing project aimed at giving pork producers an edge in responding to emerging virus strains. First of all, a little bit of background. What is the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project, and what are its objectives?
Well, the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project is a voluntary disease reporting, disease status reporting system that involves about half of the sow herd in the United States. Dr. Bob Morrison put together the companies that would voluntarily submit their disease status information on their farms once every week. And that reports back to them. We use it for a way to do disease monitoring, to do disease research, to do disease benchmarking. It's not necessarily a statistical valid sample of the U.S. pork industry, but it's a very good sample, and it's something that helps producers communicate and helps them better then manage the disease situations on their farm in day-to-day production.
Why was the sequencing project initiated, and what are its goals?
Well, are always interested in, we know that PRRS is probably the number one production disease in North America. And I'd say probably, I don't know that we've got a whole lot of doubt about that being the number one disease. And so what we're interested in is being able to do two things. One is to make sure we detect new strains very early so we can do a better job. If a new strain comes in, a new pathogenic strain comes in, we can do a better job of isolating it, a better job of managing it, a better job of handling any new type of infection before it gets generally widespread. So that's one thing. The other thing, though, that is also part of this project is to analyze the sequences so we can look for patterns either regionally or on farms, look for patterns that can help help us with information about sourcing these viruses, how they move around the country, how they got onto a farm. And if we start looking at that type of analysis, then we may be able to do a better job of controlling that movement and thus helping to better isolate and control and manage PRRS.
How does sequencing work, and what does it do?
Well, the sequencing is looking for the sequence of amino acids that are part of the virus itself. So they take the virus and it's simple to say, but it's not simple to do. They pull it apart. They pull the virus apart looking for the sequence of amino acids that are in certain parts of the virus. And that's why it's called sequencing, because the amino acids line up in a certain sequence for a certain virus all the time. And that's part of its genetic makeup. So if we can take a look at the genetic makeup of the virus, we have that virus, and use the term fingerprint, that will give us that fingerprint of the virus so we know which one we're dealing with. That's really what sequencing is. It's looking at the genetic makeup of the virus so we can do a better job of identifying it.
How many types or varieties or strains are potentially emerging threats? How varied are the symptoms, the animal health impacts, or the pathogenicity factors related to these organisms, and what are the implications of that?
Sure. Really, Bruce, all of those things are all questions that the analysis and the sequencing project are pointed at. The number of different strains that are possible, this is a virus that adapts very quickly and very easily. And so there are trading of genetic sequences. There's trading of virus pieces within a pig. If it's infected with more than one PRRS strain, you can have trading of different pieces as that pig is infected. Also, PRRS is very easily adaptable to different conditions and within the pig. And so it's been around for a long time, and it's pretty smart in the way it adapts and the way it moves. So that's why we're trying to look for these things. We're trying to correlate the changes in the virus with the pathogenicity, with the clinical signs. We can better understand how that virus is moving, what it's doing. And that's not necessarily just an academic understanding. If we can get that understanding of the virus sequence along with pathogenicity, looking for new strains as they occur, then we're going to do a better job of being able to react, recover, and maybe even prevent down the road.
What components of an effective response will this sequencing work provide, and how?
Well, the analysis will look at the movement of the virus, and that will give us a very important component that will try to help to identify pathways of movement. So as we move pigs around the country, we know that there's a possibility that they're going to be carrying it. We know that there's a possibility that they may trucks may pick it up from first points of concentration like markets and bring it back to the farms. So we know those things are certainly possible and probable to happen. What this project is going to help us do, it's going to help us map all those. It's going to help us with better information about sources and about being able to track movement, being able to track infections, and that'll help better focus our biosecurity and what we have to do to be able to contain. It's really about biocontainment for the PRRS virus so we can keep it from moving from one place to another. We've got to be able to identify it, and in that identification and that sequencing, that's a way that we know whether we have something new and moving or whether it's been there for a long time and it's still stable.
And is there anything you would like to add?
You know, one of the things you have to give the University of Minnesota and the late Dr. Bob Morrison the vision, credit for their vision and his vision of how this can work. This has been going on now for more than 5 years, 6, 7, 8 years that this has been going on. And these people, these veterinarians that report weekly, it's not a small job because there are a lot of farms they get a lot of information about, and it takes an effort to report disease status for PRRS, for mycoplasma, for PED, for a lot of different things. University of Minnesota, with Dr. Cesar Corzo now heading up the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project, has been doing a great job in compiling, analyzing, and reporting that data. We think this is a great way for producers to share information. The power in disease management is in the power of sharing information. And we're hopeful that this will continue to help us to make sure that we're doing the best we can do for pork producers in North America.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.